What do we know about the time course of developing trastuzumab associated or anthracycline / trastuzumab cardiotoxicity, particularly from the adjuvant trials?
Well, we know with adriamycin, it comes essentially in three flavors. There's an acute form, a subacute form, and a long-term after 1 year. So one of the things that can be very difficult to dissect in this particular patient is her fallen ejection fraction due to adriamycin after 1 year exposure, or is it due to the Herceptin? That's very, very difficult to tease out clinically. We do have experience that we have published about that the biopsy may be very, very important. Case in point is that when you look at light microscopy, the light microscopy is very insensitive for changes for Herceptin versus adriamycin. When you look at electron microscopy, there are very specific and unique changes that are related to trastuzumab and tyrosine kinase inhibitors that are very different from adriamycin.
You know, sort of my gestalt view of this from talking to people and reading has been that in some way trastuzumab impairs repair and that maybe it's not that much of a direct cardiotoxic. Is that correct?
That is correct. There are some in the camp who believe that it may not be a direct effect. There is work at the basic science level from Ken Sen's group, who's in Boston, that looked at a knockout of ERBB2. And what was interesting about these animals is they develop heart failure, don't have really any symptoms until they're under stress of some sort.
And Mark, again, this clinical course, I don't know if we've seen data yet from the adjuvant trials, but how typical would it be to see this type of clinical course? How long had it been since she completed the trastuzumab?
Literally less than a month.
Less than a month, and boom, she's in heart failure.
That's atypical. I mean, from the NSABP B31 adjuvant study, we have quite a lot of information about the time course you asked about when you start to see depressions in ejection fraction. First of all, it's important to note that about 6.5% of the patients or so never received trastuzumab on that trial because their EF had dropped after the 4 cycles of AC. Not many people remember that that was actually one of the observations from the NSABP B31 cohort. In addition, if you look at the 1 year of adjuvant trastuzumab treatment, an additional couple percent dropped out after the first quarter, another 4 or 5% after the second, another 4 or 5 after the third, and then the fourth quarter it dropped back down to about 2-2.5% or so that had to drop out due to measurable decreases in ejection fraction. So there seems to be a peak in the second and third quarter, and then after that it tapers off again in the fourth quarter. So I would say that this presentation is somewhat atypical.